Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
One of us in here is about to confess to temporary insanity. You ever have that? I told you guys before, I had this situation where I had a watch from an ex-girlfriend, and my current girlfriend was peppering me about it any time I put it on. And finally, at some point, I just had some temporary insanity after she was in my ear about it. So I took the watch off, found a hammer, and slammed it in front of her. Just tore the thing to pieces. That is temporary insanity.
What did she say?
Thank you.
That's one way to do it.
I don't remember, man. I just remember I was so sick of hearing it. I couldn't control my emotions. Temporary insanity, right? Kaylee had it last night, man. What did you ruin?
Well, I mean, there needed to be a reckoning in my house on a couple different fronts. So, you know, our kids, love them to death. They're kind of spoiled, and it's partly our fault. But they're it's all our fault. Fine, yeah. And there have been some ongoing things that have just been bothering, especially my wife. And then last night, I basically snapped. So one of the things is, you know, technology. So, you know, my son, who's now 12, it's just this battle in my house. Okay. It's like, okay, I'm going to get on the PlayStation. And then we're like, all right, Kai, get off the PlayStation. It's time to get off the PlayStation. And then he'll get on his computer thinking he's doing work, but then I catch him playing games on his computer. Phone? So it's just from like
one. Does he have a phone also?
No. He has like a watch phone, but he can't really do anything with that. The games are so damn small. You ain't doing nothing with that. And, you know, my wife, so we have somebody in our family that video games has almost ruined this person's life. Like, it has gotten to the point where they're reclusive. I mean, they're older. Like, they just go and they just kind of
check out. This is their
and,
world.
You know, there's just been some. My wife has been wanting me to get rid of that PlayStation for a long time.
Just because your son is so absorbed in it, you guys can't talk to him, and that's the only thing he's thinking about.
Well, it is something he's thinking about a lot. It's like, as soon as he gets home from school, it's the first thing he wants to do. And so, you know, it's like, instead of, you know, practicing baseball and, you know, focusing on his schoolwork, he's worried about playing video games. And it's like, you know, he's in sixth grade now, so there's a lot more work. And so last night, my daughter was throwing this temper tantrum over a piece of paper. Don't even ask me. She said, I need a piece of paper. I don't have any paper. My printer is out of paper. And she just starts, like, she needs an exorcism.
Oh, aren't toddlers fun?
Yeah, well, she's 8. Is that a toddler?
Oh, no. You're talking about
that's
Max.
A big toddler.
I thought you were talking about Max.
No, that is Max. Not Kieran.
I thought
you
were talking about Kiki. Sorry.
No, and I mean, it's like 8 o'clock, and she's like, she does this thing that she rolls her ankles like when she just is. It is ruining the whole night. And I told my son to get off the PlayStation a while back, and he did. And I just glanced over, and there he is on the couch on his computer. And I go, what are you doing on your computer? Because I saw just like a side shot. And he goes, nothing, and then shows it to me. And, dude, I walked over, ripped the PlayStation out of the wall and smashed it on the ground.
It's over.
Threw it out the door, and it's gone.
Look at Mo. Look at Cassie.
I knew if anybody,
the gamers in the room think that you just said, I shot my son with a gun.
Yeah,
based on their reaction.
This has affected me way more than your son. I'm over here hurting right now from you doing this.
Didn't someone ruin your PlayStation?
Yeah, she broke it. Not like you did, but she did break it.
Yeah, I mean, and after I did, like, as soon as I ripped it out the wall, I had this, like, just split second thought, like, because I've taken it away before. We put it in a closet, and 2 days later, he kind of weasels his way back into me giving it back to him. And I'm just like, not today. So I smashed it right in front of him, and then I picked the pieces up and threw it out the door.
Hey, look, as a parent, I understand it. I understand it now. You also have to take some responsibility for creating the problem. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah, and I told him, I said, listen, I said, and I had a conversation with him afterwards. I said, listen, this altered reality you like playing in, it's fine, but it's not reality. And I was like, you need to focus on your schoolwork. Be a kid. Like my son's friends, like, they go out in the neighborhood, and I don't know if they figured out how to get into a sewer. but here's the thing. I would rather you be going exploring and go into the sewer while you're young. You know, don't do anything stupid.
Hey, sewers aren't just for young people.
Yeah. Bert, you want to go, you and I go explore a sewer?
I'm afraid I'm going to find a clown with a red balloon, so I'm staying out of there. But
I'm like, those are the things you should be focused on doing.
Yeah, I think 3/4 of American parents are going through this right now, right? We have caused this problem. For me, it's my kid on his phone all the time. My kid can't remember. He's got like three freaking chores. He can't remember to do those every week, but damn, if he needs his phone, he will text me. If he's off of his screen time, he will text me every single time, man. He is a different kid on that phone, and I'm trying. It's the biggest challenge I have. It's the only challenge I have with him, that damn technology, man.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, it's a plague. It kind of is.
So what are you going to do now with PlayStation? Are you going, does he have to earn it back? Is he
it's broken, it's all in pieces.
Yeah, but I mean, then you go and get another one if he earns it.
No, I'm not
back,
going to get another one.
Well, that would be stupid if you break the first one.
That would be a low point. He's just crying.
Punishing yourself.
Swiping my car.
The Bert Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Get your flower crowns and cowboy boots ready because the Coachella 2025 lineup has been announced.
Okay.
And it is an amazing lineup. The first person announced is Lady Gaga. Will be one of the headliners for Coachella on Saturday. You can check out Green Day as the headliner.
Still so good. I was lucky enough to see them in a small club in Dallas, man. I'm so glad I got to see them at small little area rather than a big old festival, but that's worth going for.
100%, because as much as I like the idea of going to Coachella, it always just looks miserable. As someone who hates crowds, I don't think I would enjoy it. Like, I want to think I would enjoy it because it's Coachella and it's so hyped up and there's amazing headliners and acts all throughout the days. Every time I look at it, I go, it looks cold and it looks crowded and it doesn't look like there are clean bathrooms around. up next is Post Malone. Seasons change and our love went cold. Feed the flame 'cause we kill it. I wonder if we'll get country posty or if we're going to get pop posty. Like, which persona is he going to choose?
I would like to see both.
Yeah, I think it'll be a combination.
Well, he's also on tour doing his country stuff. So maybe in this festival, he does more of his pop stuff.
Well, Coachella kind of has a counterpart that's more country called Stagecoach. So I almost wonder if they won't let him do the country because Coachella is supposed to be more like pop, hip hop, and not country. But we'll see. But last but not least, Travis Scott is also headlining. Apparently, apparently Travis is also going to be designing the festival. He says it's a new chapter with a new performance, and whatever he's planning, it's going to be quote unquote first of its kind.
So is this the first time he's doing a festival since everything that happened at his concert and girl passed away and all that?
I don't think so.
No,
he's been out.
I think he did one before.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully whatever he's designing, he's not in charge of security. But in terms of creative stuff, I think he's going to be very trustworthy with it because obviously, like, he's one of the biggest acts right now. I saw a headline somewhere that said he was, like, the number one hip-hop artist on, like, streaming platforms, or he had broken some kind of record. So really crazy good lineup in terms of the headliners, but you'll also be able to see Charlie XCX, Megan Thee Stallion, Missy Elliott in the original Misfits, T-Pain, Lisa from Black, Pink, Jimmy Eat World, Shaboozy, Joe from Stranger Things, and even Yo Gabba Gabba.
What?
Who that?
It's a kids artist.
Yeah.
Yo Gabba Gabba's going to be at Coachella?
That is what I'm reading right here.
They should have never told anybody and just had them on stage, and people would be looking at each other like, is this really happening, or is the weed just now kicked in?
Who slipped what into my brain?
Gummies are working.
Yeah, so Coachella is going down on April 11th through the 13th, and then on a second weekend from the 18th to the 20th, pre-sale passes go on sale tomorrow, and general admission starts at $600.
Whoa. What?
Whoa.
What?
That yeah. General?
General admission starts, I see it right here. General admission starts at $600.
But that's for 4 days of concert, right?
Yeah, I mean, so okay. It's a decent
value. It's 2 weekends. That's more reasonable. 2 weekends.
Yeah, it's 2 weekends, but I mean, kind of still a lot of money.
No, that's a lot. I mean, that's definitely a lot of money, like, but you're getting four days of music.
I mean, to be fair, that's like what Beyonce and Taylor Swift tickets were going for, like, and sometimes even double. So you're getting multiple days.
Yeah, and you're getting the whole festival experience. Have you guys gone to a festival like this that lasts a couple of different days?
No.
I mean, Music Midtown.
Yeah.
Because it used to last 3, and then it went down to 2, and then
Yes, but different when you go to these. I've been to a couple of them. I was at the Tomorrowland in Belgium. When they do these festivals, it's so much more than just the music, that if you're paying $600 for 4 days of everything that goes along with the festival, I can see people like stretching their cash to try to get to this thing. They're that good.
Okay, so $600 you're saying is a really good value for this?
For all of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, I won't be there because I still get stressed out in big crowds like that. But you know what? The headliners are incredible. The entire lineup is pretty killer this year. So whoever was in charge of putting that together for Coachella, snaps to you. You absolutely crushed it. I won't be there, but everyone else can enjoy themselves. Jay Leno, he can't stop hurting himself. People are like, what is going on with Jay Leno? Because he was just spotted with an eye patch and bruising all down the side of his face. This is like the third time Jay Leno has hurt himself in the last 3 years. In 2022, he severely burned his hands and his face while working on a car in his garage. Last year, he suffered several broken bones when he got knocked off a motorcycle. And he was trying to take a shortcut in Beverly Hills and ended up like rolling down 60 feet of a hill.
Oh my God.
So somehow he is still alive and cruising at the age of 74.
I was going to say, at his age, a fall like that can be deadly.
Dude has vertigo and don't even know it.
I know. We need to get him like a life alert or something. All right. Alec Baldwin wasn't invited to his own movie premiere. I'm going to tell you why the festival kept him off the invite list on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's a valuable lesson, and it can be learned, right? You can get these from anywhere. You can get them from friends. You can get them from family. Every now and then, you can get them from an A-list celebrity.
So my dude had a full circle moment from a valuable life lesson that he learned a long time ago from a big-time A-list celebrity. And as embarrassed as he was about the moment when it happened, it turned out to be a really good moment for him the other day. So about 15 years ago, I believe he said it was, a good friend of mine was trying to get his career started. And at the time, he was a beat writer and he was doing videos and interviews for BET, Black Entertainment Television, for those who may not know. And this was at the time when BET was a really big deal and they were doing interviews with pretty much everybody. So he was trying to get his way into the company. And this was like his very first time being sent out into the field to get some shooting and to get some interviews done. So he's on his way there. He gets to the red carpet. He had no idea where they were sending him. It was last minute. It was somebody else who couldn't make it. So they just sent him out on the field. And when he gets there, he realizes that he's at an event for all people for Denzel Washington.
Whoa.
It's a Denzel Washington event. And Denzel, they told everybody, including him, that when Denzel gets here on the red carpet, he's probably not going to have any time anymore to do any interviews. So he's going to say hello. You know, you can say what you want. You can get your pictures. Do what you can. But he has to keep it moving.
I feel he's the type of person that when he enters a room, he shifts the energy in a good way.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Like, mm-hmm. he brings a positive vibration.
Yeah.
We've been looking for somebody to fill the void when Will Smith let us all down. Oh, and Denzel Washington is the guy.
Denzel is the best we're going to do. And so for whatever reason, he had like this moment of, I know everybody told me not to say anything and we shouldn't do anything, but when is the next time I'm going to be next to Denzel Washington?
Mm-hmm.
So something inside of him said, shoot your shot. Just go for it. Like, this is your moment. How bad can it be? So he did something I feel like a lot of people would not be brave enough to do. When Denzel got there, it's a crowd of people. Everybody is at this point trying to surround Denzel and throwing things at him, yelling things at him, doing whatever they can do to get his attention. And then my dude just shoots his shot and just goes, hey, Denzel, he tells him his name. He says, I'm from BET. Can I just get a couple seconds with you? And Denzel had told everybody no at this point. But for some reason, he looked my guy in the face and said, BET? I'll do it. Come on, let's make it quick. And he was like, okay, let's do it. So Denzel like grabs him, puts his arm around him and says, shoot your shot. And in that moment, my dude realized he couldn't find his cameraman.
No.
Are you kidding me?
His cameraman is nowhere to be found.
Are you kidding? He's got nothing to record on at all? Maybe just his phone? Nothing. He's not even thinking about it.
Nope. All he had was like the little microphone that they record the audio with, but no visual. And you need visual in order for them to put it on BET. So he's looking and he's like, he said he just yells it like, where's my cameraman? And then his cameraman is like, I'm over here. And Denzel looks at him like, you ain't got your cameraman. Like, what are you doing, man? And then he's like, and says, I'm sorry, bro. And then Denzel said, I tell you what, find your cameraman, come back to me. I'm doing one interview and I'll do it for you. But you got to find your cameraman. So then my dude takes off through the crowd. He finally finds his cameraman. And then he brings him back, and Denzel kept his word. He caught him right by the door, right before Denzel was about to go in. They were dragging Denzel the other way. He said, give me a second. And he stopped, and he did the interview. And my dude got, like, two questions with him. He got it on video, thankfully. Somebody else was recording the whole situation. But he ended up getting the interview. He asked him a couple of questions. It worked out. They put it on BET, and that was, like, the start of his career. So he's telling me this story. And this first time I'm hearing it, I'm like, wow, what a story. And it's like, it just goes to teach you, one, shoot your shot, mm-hmm. right? You never know. And two, you have to always be ready. You have to be prepared for your opportunities. So we did a video and we posted it. And it's funny because we got like a DM from a random account. I don't know this person. The person doesn't really have a lot of stuff on their Instagram, but it just says work for Denzel. And the person wrote to us in the DMs, Denzel remembers this moment. And this is great. We love the video. So I don't know if this person is telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
And Denzel actually said this because I don't believe he has or does social media. But in my mind,
yeah,
That's Denzel. Yeah. I will never know if it's true. I just responded and said, thank you. I appreciate it. But hopefully it is true. And it would be great if Denzel actually saw that video and was like, yeah, I actually remember that moment. Because that could have been the end of my dude's career. But it ended up being the beginning. It worked out for him.
And it happened to be the right celebrity at the right time also. I think if you've got some celebrities, they would have really like just never given him a second shot. But he seems like such a good guy. Anytime I see him, excuse me, in an interview, he just seems like he lives above it all. I think we're starting to hear rumors that he used to be over at Diddy's parties, but he knew, get out at 2:58, because at 3 o'clock, things were going to get crazy, and he used to tell his friends that also, and he would leave.
And that's the beautiful thing about it, is Denzel's one of those guys, I was like, please don't let this end bad. So to hear a story like that, know that he did that, it was a pretty cool story.
The Burt Show.
All your personal information is out there. We already know this, man. They're taking the info. It's going from website to website. But your DNA results. Kristen has been fearing this for the longest time. And every time we see a story like this in the news, she gets to say, I told you so.
I feel vindicated because years ago, when I came out and told everybody, I don't want to spit in a cup. I don't want some rando having my DNA. Everybody's like, oh, why are you being a worry war and a conspiracy theorist? It's not a big deal. Oh, yeah? It is a big deal. And I'm here to prove it is. And Burt Show listeners, every single time they see a story like this about a genetic company, they make sure to send it to me. So the latest in a line of issues with these DNA companies, the headline reads, DNA testing company vanishes along with its customers' genetic data. The story goes, a DNA testing company that promised clients insights into their genetic disposition has suddenly disappeared. The BBC reports it tried several methods to reach the company but failed in its effort. London offices are closed. Nobody answers the phone. Clients are no longer capable of accessing their online records. All of the company's social media accounts haven't been updated since 2023 at the latest. The AtlasBiomed.com domain appears to be inactive. Customers were only able to look at their test results online. They were not downloadable. So now they are not only unable to see them, but they also have no idea what happened to their data. Now, right now, there's no evidence that any of the data has been misused. But it is worrying to not know who now has access to the data, especially now that the investigation shows there might be ties to Russia. While 4 out of the 8 company officers have resigned from this company, we're not talking about the other one. We're not talking about 23andMe when all board members resigned. Again, this is a completely different company. While 4 out of the 8 company officers have resigned, 2 of those that remain are listed at the same address in Moscow. That happens to be the same address as that of a Russian billionaire who is described as a now resigned director.
All right, look, every time these stories come up, I know it. We should be worried about it. I got 99 problems and that ain't one. I don't care what they do with my DNA.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
What are they going to do? I hope they do use it in Russia. It'll only make them a worse country.
What are you concerned about?
In 2018, MyHeritage suffered a security incident for 92 million users. In 2020, Ancestry was acquired by investment firm Blackstone for $4.7 billion, which raised questions about the potential commercialization of genetic data. And then there's an ongoing saga with 23andMe. They had cyber criminals hit up them, and then all their board members resigned. All I'm saying, everybody spit in a cup. I told you so.
What are they going to do, clone me? Honestly, if Russia tried to make a clone of me, I would be flattered. I would see it as a compliment.
I'm not smart enough to know what they're going to do with the genetic data. All I know is it ain't going to be good.
I feel like I've been turned around because I've been with Kristen on this the whole time. I don't want them to have my DNA either, but y'all are right. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, now, here's the problem. Like, when you're walking down the street and you see you, then you know where the info went.
I've wanted to be my own friend for a long time. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. I was more concerned about the Netflix buffering during the Tyson Paul fight than I am this. I got to be honest with you. All right. Today is Thursday. We call it Follow-Up Thursday. You guys are really good about hitting us up online and saying, hey, Burt Show, whatever happened to blank. So what are we following today, Bo?
All right. So this was back in 10/24/24, where Lila knew her boyfriend had been arrested in the past, but he never told her why he was arrested. So during a game of Never Have I Ever, she found out that her boyfriend had been arrested, and she tried to question him about it, but for some reason, he refused to tell her why. So we helped her with our background check and found out what he was arrested for, and it was protesting. But we didn't know what or why he was protesting, so the last we heard, she wasn't sure of her next move, but she was determined to get answers from him. So what did she do?
Hello, Burt Show. I know you guys are reaching out because you wanted to know why my boyfriend got arrested. Frankly, I didn't email you back once he finally told me because I felt a little embarrassed. After we got off the phone, I couldn't really tell him that I knew why he had gotten arrested, so I just went about finding out the truth the old-fashioned way. I nagged him until he finally came clean. He told me that when he was in college, he had been arrested during an on-campus protest, something he said was very common at the time, especially at his liberal arts school. I almost just let it go. He wouldn't tell me what they were protesting at the time, but I did the math and figured he was in school throughout the early to mid 80s. I Googled campus protests during that time from my research, and knowing what school he went to, I was certain that he had been arrested for protesting apartheid in South Africa. He's just that kind of guy. Turns out he's not so noble. I asked him whether or not he'd been arrested for protesting apartheid. He told me no. I begged him to just tell me what he went down for. He was very sheepish, but he came clean. He told me that when he was in college, he chose his particular dorm because the adjacent dining hall was famous for one particular food. It had an all-day waffle and pancake bar. He told me seniors used to leave their apartments to enter campus just for these famous waffles. To my boyfriend's despair, when he became a sophomore, the waffle bar was closed out without warning.
No! You know,
replaced.
Life is not fair. It just is not.
It is not. It was replaced with a basic salad bar. Ugh. Complaints were made, but the faculty let the students know that the salads were here to stay. Emboldened by the actual protests that were already happening around campus at the time, my boyfriend decided to protest the removal of the waffle bar. He and his two friends camped outside of the dining hall with posters and flyers. They chanted all day, every day for the school to return their waffles. On the fourth day, they were approached by a faculty member who told them to knock it off and that there would be consequences if they didn't quit. Well, my boyfriend is pretty stubborn, and he was the only one to continue the protest on the fifth day. As soon as they saw him coming with a poster in hand, they asked him to leave. When he refused, they arrested him, telling him that he was harassing the dining hall employees.
This is so good.
He only spent a few hours in a holding cell before his friends bailed him out. As far as he told me, everything was smoothed over after a disciplinary meeting with the school and a handwritten apology to all the dining hall workers. Unfortunately, the waffles never returned. Oh. Hope this update was satisfying.
Oh, it was.
At least the man's got passion.
Not right. As satisfying as a waffle would be right now, yeah. Because now I am craving a waffle.
Got in your head.
I definitely would have changed that story.
For sure.
I'd have told it completely.
You were like, apartheid? Yes, yes.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. That's the one.
Remember it like it was yesterday.
Girl, your like sleuthing skills online are impressive.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we should start a new segment called Kristen Ruins Everything. Earlier, it was DNA testing, and now you can't even enjoy Black Friday anymore because she's about to ruin that for you also.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
All right, we've already done one round. We're doing another. I already told you about the woman who bit a police officer for a Tickle Me Elmo. I already told you about the guy that pulled out a gun because a guy line hopped. I already told you about the two shoplifters who held up the detective to get their clothes back. And now we continue.
This is exactly what Jesus would have wanted.
Yeah. Here's one way to make sure you get your hands on the goodies. Keep the rest of the crowd away with some pepper spray.
Mm.
That's what one woman did in her bid to snag a video game console on sale at a Walmart in 2011. She sprayed about 10 fellow Black Friday shoppers and somehow was able to pay for her items and leave without being stopped.
What?
Yes, she pepper sprayed 10 Black Friday shoppers. Damn. So she could snag the console and she she somehow managed to get out of the store.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a felony.
Yeah.
Talent, though.
But you got it. But you got your item.
Years ago, I worked as a cashier in a department store. On Black Friday, every available cash register was staffed and the lines were 10 people long. I offered to work through my break, but my manager came over and insisted I go on my lunch break. Apparently, it's against the law in my state to have people working for more than 4 hours without a break. So I signed off of my register. And that's when people started booing. I've never been booed in my life. 40-ish customers actually booed at me as I closed my register. Boo! Could you imagine walking away to go take your break and 40 people in the store are booing
That's
at you? Right? When I was in college, I worked at a toy store and it was the year of the Furbies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those guys. Cabbage Patch, Tickle Me Elmo, Furbies, all under the same category.
Mm-hmm. They were really hard to get. And our location only got 10 of them. We were instructed to pass out numbers rather than actual toys to the first 10 people in line. I was the lucky one to pass out the numbers. I gave the first person their number. When all of a sudden, I'm on the floor. I'd been tackled from behind. This woman had slammed into me, knocked me to the ground, and ripped the tickets out of my hand, breaking two fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
The store refused to give her a Furby, and we detained her until cops showed up.
Wow. I just did a Google search because I can't even remember the last time I thought of a Furby. You can get anywhere between $200 and $1,000 for a Furby now.
No, you cannot.
I just Googled it, yeah.
$1,000.
Yes.
Beanie Babies would like a word.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. I was working at a retail store and this woman leaves her cart alone for 1 second to go check something out and customers just raided her cart and took everything in it. Worst part was that we were out of everything she had in the cart, so she had no way of getting it back. Aww. People, like, reading some of these stories, it made you lose your faith in humanity just a little bit.
That is cruel.
I had a lady keep saying she was going to faint. She kept saying, please, just let me pay so I can go to the doctor. I knew she was lying and called my manager over so he could talk to her. He said, ma'am, they told me you were in need of medical assistance. I've got an ambulance on the way. She freaked out, yelling at my manager about the line being too long and how it was his fault she was feeling sick. She then yelled at me saying, this is all your fault. If you would have just let me cut the line, we'd be out of this mess. My manager told her to leave, and if she didn't, he called the cops. She tried to stay until a random cop came in to check out the crowd, so she left quick. By the way, my manager never called an ambulance in the first place. He was just pulling her.
Well played. That's a good move.
I know, right? All right. I'm not sharing that one because that one's a sad one, and I saved that. There were a couple that I'm like, no, we can't do those. This one, parents are going to freak out. A woman comes into the store with her two children, probably ages 5 and 7. No older than that. I overhear her say, I'll be back, stay here. And she just leaves. Not a word to us. She just vanishes. Within minutes, it gets busy, as in 50 customers plus these two kids. There's only 3 employees in the store. The shift manager is supposed to be helping people shop, but there's these two kids by themselves. So mall security called the cops. The officers show up about 25 minutes after this lady left her kids. The lady gets down and makes small talk with the boys while the man waits outside. Things slow to a crawl in the store, so my fellow employees entertain the boys while I speak with the officers. Apparently, their mother had gone to the other mall across the four-lane highway across the street. So she left her two kids in the store with these workers who had to call the cops because mom went across the street to a whole other mall to finish up her shopping and didn't want to take her kids.
And this probably just scratches the surface of these.
You have no idea. There's worse ones, but I'm like, I don't want to put everybody in a really bad mood.
All right, so you had me curious, so I did a quick search when you mentioned Beanie Babies. If you can pair a large Wallace with two regular size Wallaces, which are Cashew and Huggy, those are the names of the Beanie Babies back in the day, you'll cash out for $600,000.
What?
Yeah, $600,000 for those three in the set.
What are their names again?
Yeah, right? Yeah. You can't afford it. Those are their names.
No, I want to see if I have them.
All three? Okay. You've got Large Wallace and two regular-sized Wallaces. Their names were Cashew and Huggy.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got that. Dude, we found my Beanie Baby collection at my parents' house, and my daughter was like, I want it. And I was like, hang on. And Chad, my husband, and I literally eBay Googled each one before we took off the tags to give to her just in case.
Good. I'm glad you don't have them. We'll see you here tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Silly for me to be annoyed by it, but celebrity entitlement just gets under my skin. And I think we're seeing this with T.I., unfortunately.
Disappointed in T.I., man, for going out this way. I feel just like you when it comes to celebrity entitlement. And this is the latest case where he, T.I., was visiting, looked like a bar or a restaurant of some sort. And there's a bouncer. He's a typical bouncer outside of the place, all black. And apparently he was not letting T.I. in because T.I. didn't have his ID. So at that point, T.I. decided to pull his phone out and actually point it towards the bouncer. So he has his phone out and he's saying these things about the bouncer while he's talking to him.
I'm in Austin, Texas on, what it is? What, it's 6th Street?
East 6th Street.
On East 6th Street at a place called Revelry.
Oh, Rainy.
Rainy?
Rainy.
Okay, Rainy Street. Place called Revelry. There's a sucker up here at the front. There's a sucker right here at the front. This sucker right here talking about I need some ID to get in somewhere. Huh? Don't worry about it. This sucker right here talking about I need some ID to get in somewhere. Any nigga with some shoes like that ain't gonna kick me out of nowhere, man. Any nigga wear them peppermint patterned shoes. This man got on a Walmart Versace shirt while with them Ross pants. And the head. What your nipple hard for, man? Why your nipple hard for, man? That boy got them thick ankle. But look at that boy ankle poking out the side of them peppermint padded shoes. But what is that, velvet? What is that, velvet? Hell nah. Yeah. Appreciate you too, buddy. We on him right now, though. But look at the shoes. But who gave you them goddamn shoes, boy? Your grandma put them up in a birthday card. It was for $5, $6, didn't it? No, I'm sorry. Pardon me, ma'am. All right, now. All right. Back to your business.
So T.I. just continues to just rail on him. And the bouncer is just standing there, taking it all, looking at him like, continue to do what you're going to do, man. But people were actually split in the comments over
there. Why? How could you be split in the comments?
Because some people feel like you know who he is. You know that he's T.I., so why would you do all of this to not let him in? Like, you know he's of age because he's famous.
Maybe he did not know who he was T.I. I mean, not 100% of the population knows who he is. And then put him on blast like that and then rip on him and insult him from head to toe? Come on, do better.
But not only did he film it, he obviously posted it.
Yeah, this wasn't posted by someone else. Like, T.I. posted this. He put this on his own page, so he didn't feel like he was doing anything wrong. He didn't run from it.
This is that detachment from reality, I think, that celebrities get, man, because he feels like he's in the right. He's not doing anything wrong here. This is what celebrities do, right? So this entitlement, this guy's not getting paid by T.I. He's getting paid by the bar. And if T.I. gets in there and they are checking IDs for whatever reason, he doesn't have it, the bouncer's losing his job.
And I know a lot of bouncers, and they all tell me that they go through this every single time they go to work. There's always seems to be one celebrity who comes there. They don't want to show ID, whether they have it or not. They just don't feel like they need to show it. And there are bouncers who just don't care. I'm here to do my job. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you T.I. or right. E.T. or I.T. or whoever you are.
E.T.
Pull your ID out like everybody else.
We had a fun moment last night at dinner. So Cassie, myself, and Abby went out to dinner last night. And we're sitting there, and the server looks at me and asks me what I would like to drink. And I'm like, ooh, can I get this Pinot Noir? And looks at Cassie. Cassie, what would you like to drink? And then she orders a glass of red. And then she looks at Abby, and she goes, can I see your ID?
Which, believe it or not, was the first time I had gotten ID'd in a long time, to where I was honestly shocked. I was like, you know, oh my God, I look young again. Enjoy oh my it. Gosh, I'm so youthful.
You know why? Because you were hanging out with us, and in comparison, you look very young.
No, but I thought like that would age me up. Like, obviously, like, I'm not like your daughter or anything. I could be like a hip mom in her 30s. No, listen, I could be like a Sharon.
When you are a hip mom in your 30s, you'll be like, I don't want to be a hip mom in my 30s.
Out of the three of us, it looked like it was your turn to drink the blood of the virgin and become young again, okay?
When I get ID now, I just look at the server and I'm like, oh, you're just being kind. I mean, thank you very much, but come on. All right, speaking of dreams, obviously this bouncer, probably not his dream job. So when you do have a shot for your dream job, do you take it or not?
So I'm curious as to what y'all would do. I have a friend that's in this position currently. And of course, as life would have it, you always seem to be in some kind of dilemma where you got to take a risk or you got to leap and take your shot at something, but you might end up losing something that you have now and you're comfortable in. And that's the position she finds herself in, because right now she has a job that she's very comfortable doing. Like, she enjoys it. She's been doing it for years. She's comfortable doing it. She knows what she's doing. But it's not exactly her dream job. And what her dream job is to do, like, interviews with fighters in the UFC, which is a really big company. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably heard of the UFC. And that's what she's always wanted to do. Now, the problem is, for years, like, what she's doing now has kind of been gearing her up towards doing that. But she's never got an opportunity before to actually take her shot at being in the UFC. So there's in a couple of weeks, there's an opportunity that she has, which may cause her to get in trouble with the job she currently has, because they need her to be there to film something that she has to do for her current job. And there's no, like, it's one of those situations where it's a very small team. They've like really blown up with having a very small team. So you can't really just not show up to stuff. It's a big deal. She has to be there. The problem is, she got an opportunity to go interview for the UFC. So it would seem like it's a no-brainer to just, man, this is your shot. This is what you've been waiting for. Go take the interview with the UFC. But the issue with that is, if she goes and takes the interview for the UFC, it may not go further than that. That may literally just be the end of it. A lot of people want to do interviews for the UFC. A lot of people want to work for the UFC. So if you go, you may do well, and then they may keep calling you back. And then now you officially got your foot in the door, and you're going to be able to keep going and interviewing these fighters and do what you want to do. But if it doesn't go well, then you go and do the interview, and that's a wrap. Mm. You just got your one shot at the UFC. You didn't get it, and you didn't show up to the job you are currently comfortable with. So you're risking losing that opportunity to go shoot for your dreams. And I was like, that is a tough dilemma. I don't know what I would do.
So my knee-jerk reaction is an obvious one if you listen to The Bird Show for any amount of time at all. I just feel like we're on this planet for a very short amount of time. As Mike Tyson would say, we're just passing through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we are put here to be happy, right? I say shoot your shot. I can't live with the thought of not shooting my shot. However, there is a reality to it at all. Also, I mean, if this is her everyday job and she obviously is going to need this for cash coming in and to live, it is a very difficult decision to make with that kind of reality. But still, the regret of not shooting my shot and not knowing if I would have got my, you're not talking about a job I just want. You're talking about a dream job. I wouldn't be able to live with that.
I wouldn't either, and that's why I was like, man, you got to shoot. But then she hit me with the kids, and she's like, you don't have kids, Mo. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Sure. That does change everything.
But I can't remember what movie it is, but there's like two storylines, and she makes one choice and goes one direction, and she makes another choice and goes another direction.
Sliding Doors.
But ultimately ends up in the exact same spot. Like, in the end, ends up in this, like, where she, like, where she wanted to be, she just took two different routes to get there.
Yeah, that's a movie.
There's a newer one called Look Both Ways with Lily Reinhart.
Yes.
And I watched it. And if you're a parent, I suggest you do, because it was actually that a baby kind of is part of the equation. And it was really, really comforting to watch, actually. Really mm-hmm. hopeful.
Because just because something happens or if you don't do something doesn't mean you're not going to end up with your goal. You just might be taking a different, you know, different trajectory or a different route to get there.
Abby, what do you do in this case?
For me, well, I have a question about, like, can she not have anybody fill in for her, like, on that one day? So it's the choice between quitting the job and doing the dream thing. That's the hard thing about kids. And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't want to have kids, is I don't want to have to make that decision, because this could be the thing that changes her life. But at the end of the day, like, when you make that decision to have kids, you also have to make the decision to be selfless. And if I'm her in that position, I'm probably putting my kids first and not taking the risk.
When does she have to make this decision?
She got 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
You got 2 weeks.
What
man.
Did you say to her?
I told her go for it.
Yeah.
I, but that's just me. Like, I would have to go for it, because I wouldn't be able to, like you said, look back on it and just always wonder what if. I would have to shoot my shot.
And again, this is not just a job that you'd like to have. This is your dream job. That's a different level right there. But you got the reality of kids, man.
I know. Everybody doesn't get a chance to take their shot at their dream job, man. I would go for it.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save